He signed a little deal on the side and just took us out of it. Said, yeah, man, I own everything.
I've gone solo. Gone Bobby Brown, basically.
It happens.
You've seen it with groups. You know, what's the Marvel, Double S.
He should have went solo. Double S should have left Marv behind. Left in the hood, bro. He was ridiculously talented.
I always see groups and I'm just like, there's always someone has to shine in the group and then he's like, you're going to leave your friends one day.
Yeah, you're going to slam
you
them just, up.
You don't know it, but yeah, you have to go solo. I think in the music world, would you join a group though?
Nah.
Never?
I can't do it, bro. I hate sharing limelight, bro. I'm bad at that stuff. Selfish.
Yeah, like, I see you trying to be...
I'm a proper hater. So if someone's doing better than me, you can't hate on them if you're in a group.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
You can't hate on them, so...
I'm glad you brought that up about hating. I've got a few things that I hate, bro. I think I was talking to Keys personally. Mm-hmm. I've been in an awful hating mood. Like, it's been bad. Like, at the start of the year, I said I'm going to be better, be more positive, you know? Stop hating on niggas. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like, oh, he's just doing better than you. That's why you hate him. But now I just realise it's just so easy and effortless just to say someone's shit. Or it's like... I just love it. I don't know. It makes me happy. Like, do you get the same feeling?
I don't.
Are you a positive nanny? Hmm? Are you a positive nanny?
I'm definitely positive, yeah, as a person, 100%.
But it's...
trust me, it's nice.
It doesn't really get you anywhere being positive.
I feel like sometimes just that hate, it's just in my blood, bro. Like, if I see someone doing well, the first thing I think is like, right, what have you done to get there? You don't deserve this. It should have been me.
Yeah.
Or have you always been like this?
So? Mm-hmm. Yeah, 100%.
Always, had your whole life.
Yeah, like just a bit of a hater, yeah. Like,
football.
Yeah, football. Like,
music. Football, I used to hate when I was younger. Music, I hate on everyone. But it's tough because you can't let it out.
Yeah, because then you look like the bad guy.
Yeah.
But
how do you build connections though in the industry?
I don't.
He doesn't. He's awful.
Yeah, I don't really talk to people like, I'm not really on saying hello, like, I'm not really that person.
So that's why I don't say hello to me when I walk in, because I said hello to you.
Did you? I'm so sorry. I was just focusing on the technical.
He's more, you're in your sound engineer bag now.
So what's your white man body count? Wait. Is it, I thought that's how the podcast goes, I was trying to play along. Is this not what we do?
This is not what I'm doing.
Oh, okay. Most
definitely not.
Do you know what's so funny? Do you know what's so funny? So I asked the patron guys. I was like, what do you not want to ask her? And then I was like, ask that question. I was like, it doesn't really work as well.
Yeah,
like,
but you got to go the other way.
Well, ask me.
Yeah, I was like it doesn't really work.
As a white woman, you want to ask me?
I didn't know where he was from. Like, you could have
gone. Racial bigger.
Yeah. Could have said
that. I hear that all the time.
Because your hair's curly.
Yeah. But yeah, they did ask one question. They asked, have you had any dating app scares?
You don't use dating apps?
You
know,
you never had Hinge, you never tried Tinder.
No, do you know
Hot or Not? Do you not remember Hot or Not?
Nah.
What the hell was that?
I was in my bag.
That's like scary.
It was like Hot or Not, Plenty of Fish.
I know Puff.
That just sounds like Plenty of Fish, for example, just the name itself, that just sounds like something that I don't want to be involved in, to be honest with you.
It's like, scary, but like I think at the same time, it's part of your like confidence builder when you're younger.
Yeah,
like,
definitely.
You know,
you've
moved to a girl here or there, you're still young, you haven't really got to that stage where you're moving to girls properly and chatting to them. So you use the app. Swipe right on everyone. See what you get.
No, like, but before apps, just be the live or group girls at raves, BBM,
but you
Facebook.
That's the thing.
Mutual,
though.
Yeah.
No mutual.
You do that, but then, like, they're not really there when you're at home by yourself.
Mm.
You start thinking, your mind starts wandering.
But let me ask you a question though.
So you've never been on a dating app?
I'm quite traditional.
Oh, okay.
And I'm not really.
So
Both your parents Romanian?
Yeah.
Oh,
so if someone needs to like get to know you or like date you, they have to just bump into you like in the supermarket.
Probably, to be fair with you, because you know what is, when I go out, I only go out for like industry stuff, right? So you're never gonna see me in a club just for like the sake of being in a club. I'm not on that.
Oh, so what do you do?
So I do PR and I do journalism as well.
Okay, sick.
So we need a bit of PR help to be fair.
Yeah, we're finished.
No, we're finished. But yeah, if I'm out.
For like what? For artists? Yeah. For music? Oh, yeah. Okay,
yeah,
sick.
Yeah, yeah. So if I'm out, it's always like a business thing. And then obviously if I meet someone in like a business environment, I'm not going
to. Do you know what? My manager was talking to me about this earlier.
Mm.
He said, networking only works for women.
Mm.
Why?
Because when you go to parties, like, as a woman, you can network by just getting to know people. People want to talk to you.
Yeah.
As a man, you just kind of look like the drunk weirdo trying to chat to everyone.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. I've got a very good friend. His name is Boo. Right? Listen, that guy. His name
What's his name?
Boo.
Boo.
B-double-O.
B-double-O, yeah. You see that guy, whenever he walks, wherever you take him, he's going to leave that place with like 10 new best friends. That man is just amazing. I just like
Moses.
Yeah, he's just amazing. I'm like, talking to people, and he's got like this very like good and positive energy. That's why people want to talk to him.
I feel like
I think it's a character thing, though.
Me and Keys was talking about it. If me and Keys could like network and be friendly and nice to people, probably be
sky's the limit.
Yeah, sky's the limit.
But that's something I need to work on as well. Because like me, for example, where I come from. They tell you, like, when you come outside the house, you don't talk to people. If you don't know them, you don't talk to them.
Fuck with that.
Don't ask me no questions.
Don't tell me good morning. Don't.
Yeah, nothing. Just like,
bro, fuck off.
Go about business. Do your thing. Don't entertain, like, useless conversation. Do you understand? So then when I came to this country, I was like, I wasn't trying to talk to no one. Because I'm like, what am I talking to you for? Do you understand? And obviously, that there was, like, this, like, block for me. And it was so hard to, like, make friends and all of that. But it's been, like, 8-9 years now, and now I'm like a social butterfly, I guess.
Did you know English when you came here?
Listen, on a scale from 1 to 10, my level was like 2.
So how old was you?
18.
Oh,
you came quite late.
Wow.
Yeah, but I came by myself though. So you didn't.
I thought you like came like.
You know, people come during school.
Yeah.
So how old are you now?
27.
Oh, okay, so 9 years.
Yeah, it's been like almost 9 years.
That's probably crazy.
It must be hard to pick it up late as well.
Yeah, and plus, like 18. You're 18 and you need to make friends. And like,
you know what? Forget about making friends. I went uni. That's why I came here. Because I got accepted for uni. So I was like, all right, cool, let me go do my thing. Now I'm in class. I can't understand anything. I'm just there, just...
Yeah,
reading a language you don't understand, have to speak. Yeah,
do you know, if I was to like read something, I could understand. Okay, but like having a conversation though, it was long.
Too fast.
It was way too much.
But it's harder to learn languages the older you get as well,
and especially in England, bro, because half of the words are slang, bro.
Yeah.
Half of the words.
We're not
are
speaking
slang.
The Queen's. The King's probably English. Yeah.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Or the King's probably English. The Queen's dead. But yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking that. So you came in and never went back then.
I went back after I finished uni because I was like, you know what, cool, let me just go back and try. Just to like see how it goes, do you understand? Because I don't want to get to like, I don't know, 50, 60, 70 and be like, you know what if, you know when you look back and ask yourself, oh, what if, I don't want to get that in life, do you understand? So then I just went back and I was like, this is not me, you know, like.
Well, Romania.
Yeah. Like, nothing was popping in Romania.
Hmm?
Nothing was popping there.
It's not that, it's just that I just don't fit in anymore.
Because you've been away for so long.
Got that. Yep, happens. You're an outsider.
She's big time. Yeah, she's big time. Yeah, big time, man.
They're calling you Big City.
Yeah. London. It's London now. She's London.
Yeah, I'm literally.
Nah, that's scary though, man. I don't think I had it in me to be 18 and be like, yeah.
Yeah,
like,
let me just uproot and go to another country.
Let me go to Portugal and that kind of shit. Like, honestly. Because I know kids will be laughing at me. I'll be boning out, getting into scraps.
Get deported, bro.
Guys are rushing me. Probably end up selling drugs because I wanted to be cool. Like, you know what I mean?
Scary as a girl as well, bro.
Oh, yeah, sure.
It was quite bad.
So what was like your main source of like making friends?
I don't think I made friends. Years to be.
Even like people on your course and that you made friends with them, no?
Well, nobody was fucking with you.
They
didn't understand me. Oh, yeah. 18 is kind of hard age because usually like you made friends from school and that whatnot. Yeah. You don't 18 really...
is like when everyone's like...
You really got your friends.
Everyone's mad cool, bro.
Yeah.
Everyone's mad cool at 18. So it's like even trying to get into that cool crowd is like, bro, you missed it.
Yeah, you missed the train, man. You missed it.
Yeah, but at the same time, I feel like everyone was like so racist towards me as well. Like,
really?
Yeah, because Romanians don't really have like a good reputation.
As he said, as he pulled up, I fuck with
Romanians though. Like my last like work wife, she was Romanian. Good lady. She always treated me right. Like I really.
We're good women like that. Don't get twisted.
Yeah, very good women, man. But like But
what? Go on.
It's not that I'm racist. Not that I'm racist or anything. But, no, it's just like when you have like bad experiences a lot of the time, like with like where I'm from, that is a lot of Eastern Europeans. Mm. So
where are you from?
North London.
Alright.
Yeah, North London.
But I think it's a bait.
I wouldn't say I put that out there for everyone. Then you got like weirdos, just like
yeah, it's true.
Look at him on his street.
Yeah, not far from here.
Yeah. Mm. But it's like, like you never have like good encounters, and it's like I don't know. I've never had like a positive.
But also, I feel like sometimes you don't know that these people are Romanian. You're just assuming they are.
Mm, true, mm-hmm. but you kind of pick up. I can tell the difference between like someone like a Romanian man and an Albanian man.
Shout out my Albanian man. Shout out my Albanian.
I ain't saying nothing bad about them folk.
What a country, man.
Oh my guys, man.
Albania was the highlight of my year going there last year, man.
Going there as a black man was there, crazy.
I was black people all by myself. Not that you just decided to go there. Mm-hmm. I'm the only black person, so it made it easier. I won't go by myself.
But yeah, I
heard it's pretty there, though.
Yeah, it's nice beaches. I want to go Romania because there's a spa I saw on TikTok.
I'm seeing everyone going there.
Yeah.
I'm seeing everyone go to that little spa. Is it?
Have you been there, that spa?
No, I've never been there.
Oh, I'm looking to go there.
It's kind of like...
He's trying to take you.
To me?
You ever been to that spa? So what?
I'm just asking because I need afterwards recommendations.
Nah, here you know, I've started to do that, you know, like see things on TikTok and go and do it.
Yeah.
Like, it's feel like I've kind of now got an eye for like whether it's what it looks like on TikTok or not.
Yeah. I got fooled.
I went to a pizza place the other day. Well, I think it's the best pizza I ever had in my life.
Where is it?
I can't say.
You're gatekeeping. Yeah, they hate gatekeeping on TikTok.
No. When your spot becomes popular,
you can't.
And like now the food's getting worse because Big Bro can't keep up with the orders. Mm-hmm. Nah.
Bro, I had deep fried lasagna.
That sounds
fat as hell, but I want it.
Mm-hmm. It was that's one of the ones I saved my belly all week.
Yeah.
When I got in there,
You see when you're going to a restaurant. Like you really like, do you ever know what you're ordering before you get in there?
I've been spending my whole time looking up the menu,
for like an hour. Like I'm just like, I even got the menu like memorized. I'm just thinking that. Like,
even go to Instagram, look at the pictures. Mm-hmm. That's gonna be inside me.
Nah. What stars am I gonna get? And like the wings.
Yeah. Got in your notes.
Like, Even order like this, got a little secret menu there.
Go say a code for a secret menu.
What's the password? <Yeah. laughs> No, but yeah, I went to some crap place in Acton, and it looked, I can't even explain it. It was like they mashed up a burger and have like cheese on it and put on some fries. But
so it's like a loaded fries with
burger. Yeah, but the way they done the video, it looks sick, innit?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, I'm out in Acton. I'm like, where is this place? And you know when you see a place and it's so crusty?
Mm-hmm.
Bro.
Them influencers can catch you out. Yeah.
Bro.
It's all paid promo. Yeah.
Bro, Moses and them, man. Nah, it's nasty out here, bro. Like,
you see what Moses is right now?
Where?
All I know is he's got a tux on. He's in his Tego bag, bro.
What award shows, yeah?
No,
is that another one of them fucking events for nothing, bro?
Bro,
but to be honest, how did you make friends plus 18 then, after 18 then?
How make friends?
Because you said you're coming from Romania, everyone keeps themselves to themselves. Yeah, everyone's very
stand up and guard up. Was it parties?
Yeah.
I didn't really go out like that. Mm.
Fair, what kind of music did like you?
Yeah, techno.
Well, back then?
Yeah, techno.
No, that was never me.
Romanians love techno.
Yeah, they do, but not me though.
No one they call a big C.
Oh, but Romanians love drugs.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
Do you know what?
In the party. Let me just adjust drugs.
That's the one.
You know, techno.
I didn't even know that.
It's the same way I could say like white people love taking drugs when they party.
Yeah.
Like, Romanians like taking drugs when they party, right?
I didn't know that.
I've never been to like this sort of like.
Have you ever been to a club in Bucharest?
Yeah, I have, but not to like techno parties. Because
I've got experience, huh? Traveling and that.
But the first time I went to like, is it Eastern European? Eastern Europe.
Yeah.
You see Budapest, that's part of Eastern Europe.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, the amount of
drugs. Hungary, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The amount of drugs I saw.
Oh, in Budapest.
Yeah. But it was crazy. Like, not saying any names, but he knows who he is. But he went into a phone booth. I promise you, he came out with like a quarter of a brick. Like, it was like...
a phone booth?
Bro, I thought it was a prosy, innit? And then I thought he was like just trying to give a cash. Then he just came out with a brick. It was like
the strip. Yeah.
then I remember he just saw like...
I'm at the plug in Bucharest.
I remember he was just like in the toilets and then like he would just do this. He would see a random person and just shove his finger up there.
What person?
Wait, I would kill you.
You know, that's what is that? There must be a criminal word for that, bro.
It must be.
What is that? Is that spiking?
Yeah.
It's not.
It is spiking, bro.
It is spiking.
Yeah.
Poisoning, but, bro.
Have you ever done any drugs?
No, I only smoked weed.
The basics.
Yeah, but I wouldn't even call that a drug, to be fair.
It is a drug.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Crackhead.
I've seen that kill so many men.
Start killing my people. Weed's not drugs, the plant. So is heroin.
Yeah, heroin's a plant.
Yeah.
I've seen.
No, it is, yeah, because I grew up during the heroin pandemic.
Wait, what?
Yeah. So, when I grew up,
the heroin plant is in near where you live?
No, I'm saying the heroin pandemic. So, when I was growing up, everyone was like doing mad stuff because, like, obviously, there was like a lot of heroin going around. We had spice shops as well. You know, the spice. Mm-hmm.
You have the spice strips.
Actual spice, yeah. So, then, like, you had like kids, yeah.
Zombies.
It was legal as well. Do you know? Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah, because it was legal when it first came out.
Is spice illegal? I don't think spice is illegal.
The shop was called Spice Shop, right? But like, you see the type of spice that you have in jail over here. Yeah. I swear to you, it must have been the exact same thing.
Mm-hmm.
It must have been the exact same thing. And then obviously you could get like fake like coke and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I don't know what like.
Fake coke is crazy though. Like,
listen, I think it was like speed, but like a bad type of speed. I don't even know. But listen,
I heard speed is good. I heard.
What is speed?
Yeah.
Speed is literally if you want how like say if you're partying from like 7 p.m.
What is it like? Is it like Molly?
You like Molly?
Nah, it's like you're just active.
But like, Molly's like.
Molly, like you're happy.
But sniff speed.
But it's like you're like coke, but on times 10, but it's just like you need to keep taking it kind of thing. But it keeps you active throughout the whole night.
Yeah. Imagine you get like this sort of stuff like in the show.
Yeah. Mm. I had friends
of like 11, 12, 13 years old, like just like taking this stuff. Do you understand? I saw a lot growing up. Mm-hmm. So then, because of that, I've always been like, nah, drugs. It's not.
Oh, scared of drugs.
Yeah, I want to stay away from that. I'll give you an example. Watch this. It's bad, but I was at one of my best friend's house,
mm-hmm.
and her brother had some friends over, and I saw a guy, one of his friends, and I was like, this guy is nice. And I just spoke to my best friend. I'm like, yo, like, ask your brother about this guy. And maybe next time you go out, we can go out with them so I can, like, have, like, a better look.
That's like when you get your first kiss. 14.
I was 16.
You're 16?
You got your first favorite. So
we'll get to that.
We'll get to the story. You had your first kiss at 16?
You were late. 15, 16.
No,
yeah.
Don't put it down. Seriously? You said 16.
I had my first, like, yeah. So it was like 15.
Like
yeah.
year 11?
Yeah.
Damn.
I was about my money, bro.
I was on my grind, bro.
But anyway, back to your story.
I saw the guy.
So you saw the guy.
Yeah, I spoke to my best friend. She was like, yeah, I'm going to talk to my brother. Da, we can go out next week. Cool. Next week comes round.
How old is he?
He was like 18.
Oh no! Okay,
he was a little bit older than me.
A little bit.
It's Romania.
You were victim.
No, because she was interested. Like, you know, when you're young, you always like older people.
Yeah.
Like,
no, but it's normal though.
I just told my best friend, listen, I just want to have like a bit of luck to see what this guy is about.
Mm-hmm.
So now.
She's mature, man.
Next week comes round. She's not saying anything. I'm like, yo, like, what's happening to you? Like, that guy, we're going out. And she goes, no, I can't go out with him anymore. I'm like, why? And she goes, because he's dead.
What?
I'm like, what do you mean? Said, you don't laugh, it's so bad. I'm begging you to not laugh.
Oh, bro, please. I was talking to Alex about this the other day. As soon as someone says someone's dead, yeah, I just, it comes in, I can't stop laughing. But yeah.
No,
it's sad though.
No, it is.
Rest
in
peace. Did he like overdose?
What overdose?
He overdosed.
On what?
I don't even know. Something
like that. I'll ask you as well. Obviously, you came here 18 plus one. How did you get into journalism and PR from not learning English to going to the industry? Going to the industry? How did that jump happen?
Why are you laughing? Oh, my. No, hold on. you still
could have got a better look at him like, at the funeral or something. You could have had a look, like, just to see what he's about.
You know what I mean? I can't make sure he was dead. Die, Bozo, die.
Sorry,
checking
I'm
his veins.
Oh.
Why did they even say
that? Wake up!
I need more of these stories. If all your stories are like this,
I've seen them. Them funerals when they go, he's not dead, they jump in the thing. Wake up!
You're not dead.
Oh, man.
Oh, no, but that was actually traumatic.
No, that is sad. I can imagine that. You're actually interested in him. And then,
don't worry.
I've been killing niggas.
Don't worry. I told these guys a story about how I nearly got molested by some old guy, and he's like laughed at me, like fucked up.
Wait, what?
Yeah, and then he got molested.
You're not gonna laugh. That's what
I always tell these. Like he's heard the story about four times.
What actually happened? Come on, bro. Like,
all right, cool. So basically, it was a very rainy day, yeah? So me, my cousin Lee...
just stop talking.
No, me, my cousin Lee, and my brother, and we went to the park, and we was on the slide.
On a rainy day?
Yeah, because the slide goes proper quick.
When it's raining.
Yeah, so then there was this weird guy, and like he kept on like, just walking around the playground. You've seen it. And then, like, he got to the top.
The older one.
So he got to the top now, and I was like, oh, this shit, like, I'm getting proper wet. Like, I'm going home. So then.
What are you saying like that?
So then now, so I'm like running home, and then, like, he catches up to, like, with me, but, like, not in a weird way. He's like, oh, like, do you know where the toilets is? And I'm like, sorry, it's just there. And he's like, oh, I can't see it. So then I'm like, no, it's just there. Like, I need to go home. And he's like, oh, can you just show me? So then
he gonna show you.
So then I'm like, all right, cool. So I'm walking with him to the toilets, yeah. And then I'm like 2 yards away from the toilets. And then my cousin comes out of nowhere and grabs me. He's like, what are you doing? I was just showing this guy the toilets. And then he's like, you're him. And then dragged me home and like we ran off. And then I was like, what? And he's like, guy was a nonce. And then I was like,
what does that mean?
I was like, heard about them people.
Didn't know they were so cool.
So trusted. First guy to ever want me.
Fuck off, man.
But then bro. Nothing ever happened.
Nothing, yeah. That's why I say nearly. Like, I was like 2 seconds away of getting my cheeks clapped.
You know what's so crazy, yeah?
Cool.
I was in where I live, yeah, in a state, yeah. This guy, yeah, I was cool with, innit? His granddad was a nuts, but I didn't know. So I used to go to his granddad's house, yeah.
Was he like a known nonce, like, around the block?
Oh, shit.
Apparently, he got caught for nonce back in the 80s. On the offenders list, because it's so long.
Reform nonce.
Reform whatever. He used to go pick him up, go to his house, his granddad's house, pick up, come kick ball. Apparently, he molested one kid on the estate. The mom came and killed him.
Oh shit!
Yeah.
But do you know what it is? Like, I'm always thankful, like grateful for my parents.
That's mad though. That's hard.
Like, you see, was your
I'm on that stuff.
I'm
she only got like 8 years. She only did like 4.
Oh, that's bro. I'll take that.
Because she killed him and literally handed us off straight away.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But were your parents?
I feel like I've heard that story before.
You have. Yeah. She even did like an interview and everything.
Oh yeah.
Were your parents the type of parents that you could go around anyone's houses?
Not anyone. But I didn't want to go around anyone's house.
They always wanted to kind of know, like...
Yeah, like, if I wanted to go around your house, you'd have to come around my house. And, like, yeah, my mum would have to see your mum and dad at my house kind of thing.
It depends. What age are we talking? Because, once 10, I went to secondary school, I could go anywhere.
No. I'm talking, primary school. So you're, like, year 3.
Primary school,
for sure. I always wanted to go around, I think he was, like, my best friend, Scott. So any white guy, but then mum was always like, no. Then I got to like year 8, year 9, and like Scott went to like a different school, whatever. And I started like but I started looking at his dad, and I was like, yeah, this guy is kind of noncy, and like I can't. Are you kind of just like?
It's not even just together. That. It's like, firstly, if Scott ever sees this, he's gonna be thinking, "Fuck no, I'm training on my dad." secondly, nah, like I feel like with me, my parents didn't trust my decision making growing up because I was always like just. I was about fun, like growing up. So
yeah,
I always
picked
the baddest person to chill with because it's the most fun when you're younger. So like, yeah, I think they didn't trust me. That's probably why. But when I went to secondary school, it was like, bro.
Is that when you done bad? Like, just joined the bad gang?
What's that?
I mean, joined like the bad gang.
I know, I was never bad. I was just stupid. Yeah,
that's
stupid. I was an ADHD kid, man.
Now, the thing is, I thought I was the ADHD bad, but
and
I was...
And then you walk in and see a real...
Some real Dennis the Menace, bro.
This guy tweaking, like... Yeah. He's talking about he's on meds and stuff.
Throwing tables at teachers and shit.
Trying to light the classroom on fire.
But levels.
We always had like that angry kid. Yeah, I think it's worse when they have like anger problems and ADHD.
Did you ever have one of them kids that was just massive? Like bigger than everyone else in secondary school?
Yeah.
He's like 6'4", so full beard. And like he's got behavioral problems.
So with me,
so like when he gets angry, the whole school runs away. he's walking around with a big stick, like, dragging it along the floor. Like
so my one was there was this kid in year 8. So he was autistic, but like me and him were mad cool. Like,
shock.
Yeah, like you know what? No, do you recognize real? But he was just mad cool. Like he was like some big like Turkish boy, but he had he had man strength.
So
it was like my last day of school. So then I'm just talking to him, and I must have like pushed him like as a joke.
Oh, no.
And then like he must have tripped over, and like he fell over. And like, everyone's laughing. I'm like, sorry, but like, get up. And then like, it was our whole friendship just went out. Yeah. Like, he was like,
was he crying?
Bro, crying. He was like, no, no.
Yeah.
Then I'm like, calm down. I can't calm him down. He's stronger than me. And like,
man,
bro, like I'm getting I'm literally like a eight, like having me on. I'm like, bro, like calm down. Teachers have to break up. Like, what happened? And he's like, he basically said like, nah. He pushed me over and he tried to beat me up. I'm like, come on, bro. Like, I'm not trying to... Now I'm looking crazy like I'm beating up autistic kids in my spare time. But, yeah.
We had one Turkish shoot in our school. He's had like a square head. But it was massive head and he was bare strong. And like, he was like... You know those guys that are a bit weird around girls? They don't know how to act.
Yeah.
So he's getting water balloons and like he's throwing it at girls that he doesn't really know.
Yeah.
Like, you know, if it's your friend, you can kind of play games.
Yeah.
And he's done it to one girl. There's this guy in our school, he's gone behind him. This is the first time I saw someone get put to sleep. Really naked. Really naked, yeah. I'm standing right in front of it, yeah.
Was it the master?
You know, like he laid him down slowly, and the guy's like, I was like, oh shit. I didn't even know he could do that, bro.
I thought it was just entertainment.
Nah, he had real XP. To do that at that age, I was
like, I hate? Not that I hated, yeah. There was this one girl called like Dimitri at my school. Mad cool.
But girl called Dimitri.
Yeah, Dimitra.
Dimitri.
Dimitri's a boy's name still.
Dimitra. Yeah. Dimitra.
Was she Greek?
Yeah. Yes, she was Greek.
Dimitria. Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, but either way, so she was obviously a bit autistic.
Why obviously, bro?
She was autistic.
Okay, yeah.
But then, you ever be nice to, like, the little autistic kid, yeah? And then it's like, now you're a part of their pattern.
Yeah.
And it's like, shit, like, I'm not really friends with people like that.
I don't really rate you, but I was just trying to be nice.
But then it came to the point where, like, she kept on flirting with me and it became, like, harassment. And then, like, it was, like, for a good month, she would just be like, you know I like you. And I was like...
But that's sweet.
It's sweet, but, like, but imagine you're in, like, year 8 and you're trying to build your rep up slow by slow. You're trying to get to the baddies.
To get to the top,
and you're like...
Just, like, drag you down.
I'll lift you later, man.
After school. Yeah, Lincoln after school.
So a little secret.
First time I sucked breasts was in school.
Was you?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Toilets.
My one was the first time I touched breasts. So yeah, it was a school, but my one was a bit fucked up. Like, there was these two girls, they used to see
me. Oh, you did it and you ran away.
No. Yo, come on. So then, there was two girls, yeah. Oh,
boys are scary. When we're younger, like, we're actually like animals, bro.
No, but listen to this. So there was two girls, yeah, and anytime they would see me, they would chase me, and like, they would literally zip down my trousers and like squeeze my dick and run off, yeah.
Nah, what are you on about? There's no way. So,
how are you always getting caught?
Yeah.
Bro, I was slowing down, no key. I was slowing down. And then like, it
no.
came.
Wait, hold on. Who does that? There's no.
You come in school, obviously, you wear your school trousers and shorts under. Yeah. You wear shorts.
But I swear to you, my school, we were so like sexually frustrated. Like,
no, but I think every school is like
yeah.
that.
Yeah,
because everyone's like, people have sex in school.
I mean, if they did, no one knew about it.
Oh, we're gossipers.
Yeah, that's yeah, you know. Yeah.
If you
remember that stuff, like the Grimm List.
What?
The Grimm List. Well, you know, like
oh, the Grimm List. Yeah. We had lists.
You were lists, yeah.
And it was like there was videos, like
yeah,
everything was scary back then, bro.
But videos of what?
I think yeah, we were given technology. No, we didn't understand.
Yeah, I feel like no one understood technology. Like our parents couldn't tell us how. Like,
because they didn't know what it was legal.
So like we just had everything and like. Or like a broadcast, someone could broadcast someone's like nudes and like, that would be just normal for us.
Yeah.
And until you come to like year 12, you're like, oh, you actually need consent to like send someone else's picture.
Mm-hmm.
That's how people, they were getting bagged.
Yeah, BBM like, was bagged.
Yeah, that's
crazy.
But we were scary little kids. I won't even lie. But
it's even like little things. I think BBM ruined the culture. Someone was willing to share food.
Mm-hmm.
Like in school, we had someone who used to bring in a big tub of J-Rice, yeah, into school with salad cream. We eat it up in the food tech. He'll come out, yeah, and like, he'll stand there and he'll be like, yeah, have some. Everyone's hands are just coming in, like, picking up rice, eating it like this.
That's crazy.
Like, we're just animals when we're younger. We just want to, like,
or even like, say for example, you don't have chips, chicken, or wings, innit? Somebody take chips. You never take wings. So you want to grab put it out of the wing, put it in their mouth.
You don't want that.
That's the maddest craze to ever come out of England, bro.
And like, it's,
you don't
it's,
want that. Yeah. When that used to happen with chicken and chips.
Bro, and it's bro, like...
It's you'll like, buy food and they'll come up to you and they'll be like, you don't want that. And they'll slap out your hand.
Like, it's not even like... It will like some of it will go on the floor. It disperses everywhere.
Yeah.
Like if you're hungry, you're gonna pick up that wing and stuff.
I ain't that hungry.
I think even like that part of my childhood, I think I loved the most. So like, see,
it was like there was no rules back then.
There was literally no.
Mm. And then I think it was like the sense of like community. You see, when like you had no peas and you're in a chicken shop, you're just like, and then your boy comes like. What do you want? I ain't even got any money. On me. You look at that guy like,
you saved my life.
This guy, the realest guy. He's the realest guy.
This is bro. This is bro.
It's not even that. It's even like when someone gave you a wing, bro.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know? Because you're much, a wing was everything. Yeah.
If you get a chip, it's you'll still rate him. But he gave you a chip, but it's nothing. But
a wing.
If you ask for a wing and he gives it to you, bro,
it's like,
you're locked in for life, bro.
But that same time now, you don't even know that nigga now. Like, you
but
don't...
you know when he's saying no to other people?
Bro,
golden ticket. Yeah.
I'll kill for you, bro. Now, getting a wing, that means you're locked in. That's your friend. You're locked in. Serious. Wings.
Everyone hating in there.
What you mean, you hustle like, say you had no money, yeah. Two wings a chip, like a pound. Ask five people for 20p.
Yeah. Let me get 20p, bro, please. Can flip that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
There was one guy, he'll probably see this from Maya. He was like 6'6 in year 11. And like he was just massive.
6'6?
Massive. Like, he's still massive. Like, you know when them guys just stop growing?
Mm.
And he used to stand outside the Astro. And like, everyone wanted to go to Astro to like play. He would just stand in front until we had like £2. No one could get in. So like, it would just be like 20p's, 20p's. And like, not like you could get in. He's waiting for his little £2. Mm. I just remember that. So like,
I still remember one thing as well. I remember when the caretaker headbutted one of the students in our school. We had a caretaker, he was bald. He was called Terry. He was like a small like white guy, but he was like, I think he was Scouse. Mm. So he was like tapped. You know when he comes in red face, like you know he's been drinking this morning.
Mm.
He was one of them. And like, bro, I remember like he was squaring up with a kid and he's like, bang, nutted him. Came back to school the next day, no problems. Didn't get suspended, nothing.
The kid didn't snitch or anything?
I don't know, he probably did, but bro, I don't know. At that time, our school was just mad. Yeah, Do you remember when guys used to make the brick out of the newspaper?
What?
Did you ever have that? So basically, because my school was near Finsbury Park, they remember when the Metro first came out, they used to give it out at the station?
Yeah.
Like all the time. So guys learned when you roll it and you fold it and it feels like a brick on like the end, like it gets proper hard.
Mm-hmm.
So you used to conk people on the head with it. And someone conked the caretaker on the head with it. Yeah.
Okay, that's why you hit
No, that was different.
Oh.
Yeah, you're chasing them around. Nah. But we just always used to push the limits with teachers. Like I got, it wasn't excused, it was like suspended for throwing a snowboard at the head teacher.
Yeah,
cool. But yeah, that one's just pushing the limits.
But that one's always like, if the head teacher turns around and throws one back, it's like it's a lit day.
Yeah.
We've had a lit day.
You're just pushing your luck.
Or you're just like not coming back to school.
Yeah.
But like my school went wild like that. But when I went college, I went Enfield College, and it got spooky.
College has no rules,
bro. Yeah, like. Bro. From time, one of my guys got outed for link. Like, she wasn't a teacher, but she was like a support. She was just there teaching everyone.
That's part of the staff. Part of the staff. College, yeah. You know, the staff.
But then
people.
Yeah. But then
relationship.
Someone got outed for eating this girl. The support teacher's pussy, and just left her yard. And we was like 17 then.
You must have been rating them though.
But she was linking another student, and that's how she found out. Like, she was just, it was a bit weird in there.
She
had a lot of talent to choose from.
But to be fair, like, she was definitely older than 18. Like, she was like mid-20s.
Yeah, sports teachers, linking students. Yeah, college.
And I think it's when it's like a younger guy, like me, we always wanted to fuck our teachers, right? She ever gave me some, I'm not telling her so.
I was in love with a couple of my teachers.
Yeah. Getting detention on purpose.
Mm.
Just, that's cute.
Yeah, just have a little extra hour with them, just like cleaning up their room with them.
No, you're doing that.
I miss your kind of Len, you know.
Moses. Have you heard the Moses story?
What?
He made me delete it.
He went into, you can't delete it when I say it. So our boy Moses, he went into school early to try and help the teacher. So he could get a kiss. Yeah.
How old was he?
He was like year 8.
Like 14, yeah.
Yeah, so like 14, 13.
I think he asked her.
Yeah,
I think
he went in and he helped her with all the books. And then like she was like, oh, thank you, Moses. That's so sweet. And he was like, can I get a kiss?
What did she say?
Stood there and went, can I get a kiss? And she said, don't be silly. Get out of my class.
No,
freaky frog.
But Moses is like that today.
Yeah.
He's not learned a thing,
like,
bro.
He's just like, do you know what?
Do you ever feel like the drunk version of you is just you when you were a kid?
Kind of, yeah.
Do you ever feel like that?
Or you don't drink?
I don't drink alcohol, no.
Just lame.
What do you do? Public relations, huh? I'm gonna make sure they look good and we look good.
Yeah.
You don't drink alcohol at all.
Damn.
I used to though, but I don't drink anymore.
That's how I know you was a big drinker.
Yeah.
Anyone that says
I don't used to.
Yeah. Back in my drinking days, you was taking a piss.
Do you know what it is? I used to drink. I just don't drink anymore because I just can't have it. Like if I feel the smell, I'm like,
yeah.
I just don't.
You're like young cocktail.
Nothing. Damn. I just can't do it.
I'm more. I'm like that with.
To drink though.
Hmm?
I would drink straight. So, what I used to do, yeah. I had 3 drinks of choice.
Romania vodka, forever.
Gin.
Exactly. Let's go. Romania.
Vodka, gin, or rum. I wouldn't drink anything else.
And just straight.
Would you making like alcohol in your bathroom? I know how they do it.
we do make bare
alcohol. Potatoes. Yeah.
Potatoes in the bathroom.
Moonshine.
We actually make some really nice alcohol, man. We actually do, honestly.
I know Romanians are known for making stuff.
Yeah. Y'all just stealing,
taking stuff.
What's this rain nephew?
It's literally
that's not good. Like, to me, I can't drink that stuff, man. Like, I've got to a point now where if I drink, I can't go overboard because if I do, I go so left.
Yeah. Mm.
Like, so I have to just have a couple and...
Just vibe.
Because if I go far,
it's a long day.
Who knows what's going to happen.
He's going to make Dylan cry. Though.
That's why I used to drink straight.
Hmm?
I'm saying it depends how you drink because that's why I used to drink straight. No, so see, for example, you're getting cocktails, right? Mm-hmm. It's nice, it's sweet. You're just packing them like it's nothing. Me, I have my little, like, what, 100 mil? I'm just sipping on it. Do you understand? You know when you get, like, when you take, like, the first 2-3 sips and it's just that kick, that like that, and you feel nice? I'm just trying to entertain that. I'm not trying to get, like, mad drunk. So now I'm drinking the whole night. I'm just sipping. Everyone else is under the table. Next day, I'm feeling fresh. I can go again.
I'm drinking straight next time. Next time I drink, I'm
sometimes I do. Sometimes I do it straight, but like,
but it don't taste nice.
It don't taste nice. It feels like a chore drinking straight. It feels like a chore, man.
Spice rum, it's nice.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah.
Like,
I like it with
what it does to me.
Yeah,
I like what it does to me.
Like on the weekend, we was drinking whiskey, and I was like, I need it straight, like, because it was just too sweet. And I was just sipping it, and I was like,
yeah.
"There's no way I can keep."
I think whiskey is the worst drink. I don't think I'm ever gonna grow into it. I don't.
You just like straight, ice cubes. Y'all can't do that, man.
I think I can. It's like, and you know what? My taste buds are changing because you gave me the Guinness, and I was like, Guinness and beer are like my little.
But I only started like drinking beer really like last year.
Yeah,
yeah.
I don't mind beer. Like, I can.
I can do a beer.
The last time I drank beer, probably like Wadham Lodge days, bro.
Oh, that was scary.
I feel like beer slaps if it's hot. So in the summer, I can drink beer. It's like drinking water.
Oh, if the weather is hot.
Yeah. Not when I don't put it in the microwave.
Hot Ribena.
I might drink my ice cream.
I might try that though. Hot.
You like what?
Microwave my ice cream.
Why?
No, I do as well.
But why?
With me,
so it's like soft.
Yeah, it's like a soup.
I like it. Like,
but only for like 10 seconds. I think you get like 3 layers.
Okay.
The one that like the ultra one is like proper, like runny and hot, which is nice. And then you get the one, which is soft and like still like cold. And then the one in the middle, which is just like gelato. You just like all 3 layers.
You're a bit of a weirdo, aren't you?
It's amazing, I'm telling you.
You need to start drinking again.
Yeah. She's finding
new
things.
Yeah.
You see like
take a shot.
Just take a shot. Yeah. Man.
You see like the next serial killers are mad like visiting. Yeah, it's like, oh, this has to go there. Yeah. Nah.
I'm just sitting, just try it. It's nice.
Nah.
I don't like ice cream, like I don't like cold stuff. So then I just came up with this.
Oh, that's the
system.
So imagine, we was out in Jamaica, And then you ever see someone change like right in front of you when the girls come?
Oh yeah.
When the girls come around.
You told me this. Go on.
My dad is the biggest snake ever. Oh my gosh.
Go on.
So when the ice cream place, yeah. And like I'm like with my family and there's these two girls here. And then he's like, oh, like, what's everyone having? And I'm like, oh, I don't even eat ice cream. And like, this guy trying to force the joke out, he's like, ah, oh, shut up, man. You eat anything. So now the girls are giggling as well. And he's like, yeah, man. And he keeps on going. He's like, yeah, man. Yeah, he just eats and eats. I'm like,
yo, chill.
I'm like, now you're boying it. Like, I was like, we get a couple holes around it. Bro, I never felt so violated. I was like, I was about to try to explain myself. Like, no, you know, I don't even eat. But yeah, now he came around. Women come around, he just changes up, just starts blurting out my secrets.
Fuck you, Eddie Murphy, bro. You're a comedian. Or the man said, you know when I said girls come around, hey, bro, I got you, man. I know you saw me 500 pounds. Like, bro, between me and you. You know, Pepe's holiday, you know?
Yeah, this holiday is lit. This holiday is lit.
It's even like the juice.
Who's that because of?
Yeah. The juice.
You wouldn't be here, but to me, you know.
You know, the juicy one when he's fighting with me.
Oh, shit, man.
How long do we have left?
I don't know.
I feel like we need to learn more about you.
Mm.
Yeah, it's true. I think we've got like 5 minutes left. Yeah. Tell us something.
We need more of them stories, bro.
Yeah.
Because that first story was wild.
Yeah.
If you got more like
your first crush overdosing. Yeah, that's crazy, man.
Yeah.
We're not seeing him again. He's not around no more. And you think that's because of crack.
I got got tons of stories like that, to be fair.
So, not necessarily. Nah, but I think.
No, but let's say, okay, let's say the just.
I've
got one. What's your most embarrassing moment of your life?
First question, that in.
First date questions.
So I was borrowing a top from like from the same best friend that had the brother with the friend.
Mm-hmm. She's quite a character.
Yeah. So I was borrowing a top from her. And it was like one of them tops that goes like this. So then you can't like really like wear a bra underneath it, because otherwise it looks like a little bit. So now I'm like,
I'm not imagining it.
I'm not looking.
Not imagining.
I'm not even thinking.
You know how you get like the fake stuff that just go like over you? Like a fake bra is made of like silicone. And
oh, it just goes like this.
Yeah, it just sticks to you. And she had a pair of those as well. I'm like, you know what? Let me take that. And now I'm like, I'm cool. I'm chilling. You can't see anything. I'm like, all right, cool. I get on the bus now. And it's a hot summer day. And you see in Romania, yeah. In the summer, you get like 40 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
It's proper hot. I'm sweating. I'm like, Jesus Christ. I can feel it just coming off. And I'm like, I've literally got like 2-3 stops till I get home. I'm praying. I'm like, God, 2-3 stops. I'm begging you. Let me at least come off the bus. Imagine, yeah, I'm on the bus. I'm by the door.
Wait, so, but what's wrong with sweating? I don't understand.
No, but no, the bra thing is like, but the top, off.
The top is over it though, right?
The top is over it though, but like the bra thing is just coming off.
So you can see it.
And there's nothing to hold it.
Oh, so it's coming with the top.
No, yeah. No, it's just the bra that's coming off. The top was still on me. But
so, like, oh, the top goes like this, did you say?
Yeah, it was like a full top, but like obviously it was just like one shoulder like this. So then this shoulder was like out, and then it just goes like this.
So what happens if it falls off? I don't understand.
Wait, is the top see-through?
No.
Oh, so then what's bad? What's?
I just was like very like, I didn't want to be outside with like no.
That's a boring story.
It's like the thing was coming off, and I'm like, all right, cool, let me just get home now. So in front of me, there's like a group of guys. Imagine I'm like 16.
Was crack guy there?
Huh?
There's a crack guy there.
No, he's dead.
Oh. She's 16 too. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, you
2-year anniversary.
Like
crack world.
Me like 5, 6, 7.
Next to his memorial.
imagine you dead and you, like your crush is just like next to your grave, just showing off titties and shit. I'll be fuming, man. I'll be fuming.
Okay, so there's a bunch of guys, you're walking towards them and you're thinking shit.
Yeah. So I'm on the bus, they're like literally right next to me, right? Mm-hmm. So my stop comes. So I'm like, all right, cool. I'm like literally 5 seconds away from like coming off the bus. And then the driver just break like boom, like that, and just my bra just goes flying.
I would have quit.
What?
I would have quit somehow.
Well, you must.
I got this for you. Got this for you, miss.
So, it just went flying. Just dropped on like one of them's like shoes, and I was there like this, and I looked at them. They looked at me. I'm like, listen, fuck that. I just jumped off the bus. I was running.
Wait, so your bra came out of your off you out of your top.
It just came like this.
Oh, under.
So it didn't fly like that. It just went like.
Oh, okay. That's mad. I don't
know how that works.
I don't understand the physics.
Have you ever been on a bus and like a babe just whacks her titty out and starts breastfeeding and you don't know where to look?
Yeah.
You know, it's mad awkward. Had that the other day, yeah.
I know exactly where to look.
Had that the other day, yeah. Like, I'm just staring now. Yeah. You know when you just daydream and like she's done it. I've stared first at her before she's whacked the titty out. And I'm just staring at her. And I just see movement and she's just like feeding the kids, but I'm daydreaming. And
so I'm like, you're staring at her, but you really zoned
then
out.
Then my vision comes back in. I'm like,
you're making it so basic.
Yeah.
Oh shit, I look like a creep.
Did she see
you
looking though? Did she
I don't think so. I think she was too locked in.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so on the task at hand.
Yeah. It wasn't embarrassing like that.
Do you know what I've noticed recently as well, man? It's becoming more common, man. Willy watches at the toilets, bro.
Yeah, you were saying
bro,
that.
Especially in Wood Green, bro. If you go into that Wood Green toilet, yeah, and you go to wee, I guarantee you, two people will come next to you and start wanking.
Wait, I swear to God. How do you get Willy watchers to wanking?
Because they're doing both. They're watching.
Bro, it's like, bro, every time Keys comes out, yeah, he's just like, he feels, he's like a little boy that's just been like touched. He's like, he's mad, just like timid. He's like, this guy kept watching my willy, bro.
It's like, I'm pissing. I'm here and I'm pissing. And then suddenly, like, out of the shadows, two people will appear. Or one person will appear. And they're just like this. They're just like this. Bro, that needs to stop. I swear to God, that needs to stop. Because it makes me feel so small.
I think Dylan...
not physically small, but like, it makes me feel like...
He's
like
bigger than me, stronger than me.
Like, bro, like, I'm a grower, bro. Like, come on, bro. Like.
Watch this, watch this. Watch this.
Two can play that game.
Two can play that game.
Freeze. So what you doing? I'm a blow. Hands on the wall. Hands on the wall. Oh, Keys backing up. No one touch me.
That's what I can see.
No, but it's too much, man. Like,
but the thing is, that's you know to what? More now than I've, once. Now, why do you keep going there?
Now, bro, if I need to piss, and I'm one of them people, like, and I think I piss about 15 times a day.
It's not even a joke.
Like, yeah, I drink a lot of water, so I piss a lot. So, yeah, man, like, but one thing I'll say is that once you notice it, now I've told you, lot, just watch.
I'm a bit insecure.
Just watch. Next time you go to the toilet, if you go urinal,
I'm always a bit insecure when I go to the urinal. Yeah, well, I'm always a bit insecure.
Oh, you're going to the cubicle now?
Yeah. Because, like, unless I've got the inches there.
But do you know what? Now I'm starting to realise, yeah, why they have them screens now. Because of that.
Because some don't. Some don't, though. Some be free.
Yeah, the
like,
old school ones.
Yeah.
That's where they all hang. Well,
people ain't got...
That's where they all chill.
Back in my day. I can see it, Willie.
Now that I think about it, you ever feel like, if you're the first one there, I've never been at the urinals, yeah, and, like, I've just been the only... But I've been there where there's no one there.
Then we'll see you come...
But as soon as someone... Like, when I go to pee... People start coming around, like coming out of nowhere, like.
And you notice because they don't respect the etiquette.
Yeah, man, don't be next to me. God, yeah,
leave one.
And then
that's how you do it.
And if there's one next to someone, you just wait.
Yeah, I'm never gonna have to. Okay.
I wish I could just put it like a diagram. Okay.
Urinal. So the person can't go here. One, they have to go here.
Okay, these are all urinals. Yeah.
Right.
I'm gonna give you a task. So we've got one person here, and we've got. One person here.
Yeah, I go in the middle.
No, you don't go.
You don't go.
You don't go.
Because you're going to be speeding next to someone. Yeah.
No, but...
You're blocked in.
There's only
if you're
four.
You're here, you're next to this person.
You just wait.
You're here, you're next up.
You just wait.
But did you not say that there's like empty ones?
There's two empty ones, but you're always going to be...
Two empty ones. Yeah.
Oh, there's two empty ones. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So these two are empty. There's one person there. You don't go in the middle.
Oh,
like,
right.
The etiquette is like, leave a space. So if there's someone here, you either go here or here. You probably go there.
But it's
scary, man. Like I'm getting to a point now where it's really starting to kind of mess with my head. I'm getting scared to go to the toilet.
Don't worry, bro.
No, because I'm bad. Like when I need to go, I need to go.
And by the way, I'm gonna wrap this up, but this guy be like in like urinals and he puts his trousers down his ankles. It's fucking annoying.
That's when I'm drunk. Yeah, that's when I'm drunk.
It's fucking cheeks
out.
Do
you know
out,
what
yeah.
it is? That one's like just a joke that we used to do when we were younger.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
guys used to go into the toilet. They used
Bro's
to,
27 still doing it.
Exactly, bro. Like if you're drunk, you're back to when you were, bro. You're 15
it's
again.
It's true, you're 12 in again. Your head. But anyway, let's wrap this up, man.
Yeah,
we got homes to go to, man. But anyway, I think this is episode 85, 6, 86.
Bro, what does that mean?
I don't know.
But all right, cool. Thanks for joining us. And man, hopefully you enjoyed the conversation of this weirdo.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, I was going in this one.
Yeah. And then anyone want to plug their socials?
Yeah, my socials are _thatgirlandra.
Oh, so cute.
Yeah. So sweet.
Yeah, you got a weird accent too. It's like sometimes it's Irish and then